right now it is time to ask the CLO. This is from Catrice in Richardson, CLO. Catrice writes, when my husband gets mad at me, he has a habit of saying things like, quote, my mama would never. I would be wrong if I said his mama would never because she's never had a husband. So how do I stop him from comparing me to his mama? How do I stop this?
I love her.
Well, since his mama would never,
come on,
stop doing the stuff that his mama would never do.
It's like it's everything, though.
Hello.
Everything.
You want to cuddle? Your mama don't. When last time you cuddled with your mama? You want a spoon?
Uh-huh.
Or you want to get busy? Your mama don't do that either. So we're going to go down the whole list of what your mama don't do. And see if we can't end this conversation. My mother would never. Well, you know, dog, come on, man.
Yeah. Cook.
Once again, though, that's what you think. Slow down, man. Mothers is human, too.
Yeah.
So slow down now about talking about what your mama would never do.
Okay. All right. Moving on, I didn't think
my mama was violent till I saw my mama slap my daddy with a spatula one time.
Oh.
I never knew that.
She was mad.
Spatula.
No, what'd your daddy do?
Walked out the room. You say, now, Bill. Let me just go on and get in the car, cause see, and my daddy was rough, man. Yeah, finally, I'm dog. My daddy was rough. My mama could do anything to him. He just walk off.
Good man. All right. Moving on to Don in Chicago, CLO. Don writes, my wife and I saw her old boyfriend and his wife at a game. My wife started hating and called his wife a plain Jane. I told her that naturally pretty doesn't need a lot of makeup. She has been cursing me out since last week. How can I fix what I said?
No, why did you say that, dog? Damn, dog, I can't get you out of this one. Dog, what is wrong with you?
Pretty don't need a lot of makeup, baby.
All you got to do is just agree with your wife.
Yes.
Yeah, boy, he traded you for that.
Woo.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, that's, you gotta say stuff like that. And then put how you feel about the woman. Keep it tucked in your heart, but use words when you describe it. Like, he traded you for her. Woo-hoo. That gives you the moment to say, I see why, without saying it. And then you go, woo-hoo. He
got
to be dumb as hell.
Yeah,
see,
that.
You get both of yours in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't, you ain't smart enough to do this with words.
No.
You can't do nothing but sounds. I don't know why. Look at her. She just a plain Jane. You should have said, Boy, it ain't no comparison between you and her. Lord, that makes sense. You look at
yo, that could go either way, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. See, you gotta learn that. You stupid.
Play the game.
I can't help you. I can't help you,
though. Next. All right. Amira in Charlotte says, my husband was hot and bothered because I had on a pair of thongs yesterday. I went to brunch and the dress called for thongs. He said I haven't worn thongs in years. Was my husband trying to say I was up to no good because of my thong? Was he trying to say that or
well,
what?
Well, he was questioning your motive. Where you going?
She didn't tell him to
if
brunch.
If you ain't had on a dress that called for a thong in 30 years, where are you going today with the thong on?
Not 30 years, though.
Yeah, 30 years. You ain't wore a thong in 30 years. Who ain't wore a thong in 30 years?
Have they been married that long?
But there's women out there going, I ain't never wore a thong. Well, you know, that could explain a lot.
Just stop.
No, that's real. That's real.
So was he trying to say, though, that she was up to no good because of the thong?
No, he was curious. You know, ladies, look, when y'all notice a change in y'all's man, you notice it. If we notice a change in y'all, we notice it, too.
Okay.
Now, she thought since he brought it up to her, she know if she would have brought that same thing up to her, it was because she was suspicious. So she's quite naturally now she think he's suspicious. So he might be. But you will never know. You'll never find.
All right, last one, Steve. Another this is from. Like I love that song.
Someone who cares about you.
Yes.
Like I do. Boy, damn, Lou Rawls. I don't know where that came from.
You'll never find. All right. Last one, Steve. This is from Janelle in Harlem. Janelle says, I have a first grader that is a teacher's pet, so I asked the teacher to stop showing favoritism. She said she does it because my daughter is so clean and nicely dressed every day. The teacher is white, so I'm offended. Was she out of line or not?
I don't understand. I don't understand the problem.
Well, the teacher said that she favors her kid, her child, because she's
favors,
so clean.
She favors what child? The lady she favors right the, near?
Yeah, Janelle in Harlem,
okay.
Who has the first grader. And the teacher, she is the teacher's pet. So she asked the teacher to stop showing her daughter favoritism. But the teacher says she couldn't help it because she's always so nicely dressed and clean every day. And the teacher's white, so the mother got offended by that. I guess it's like she felt it was
well,
like, what you trying to say?
Your child.
Yeah, she did. You know, she's so clean.
Why are you offended by that? You know what? Sometimes we. So, can I just say this here?
You don't want to mark no anything.
We just a little too damn touchy. You know, the white lady treats your kid because she's always so kind and clean. You've done an exceptional job with your child.
So clean and nicely dressed.
Yeah. So she, you know. Stop guess, treating her different. Well, I tell you what, dress your baby her? Like the rest of the kids.
That treatment gonna stop.
That teacher's pet mess is going right out the window.
Yeah, it's gonna stop.
I don't know, man. Sometimes we a little bit too, you know.
Mm-hmm. You should have just taken
all teachers have always had favorite students.
Yeah.
This has been going, this ain't new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Teacher's pet. Where you think they got the term from?
Yeah.
Teacher's pet.
Yeah.
There's always one child that a teacher may gravitate to that shows special interest in the class, always attentive, helpful.
The smartest
they didn't come up with teacher's pet with your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
It's been out there. Let me just tell you something. You better take this blessing and go with it. I have never been the teacher.
You haven't? All right.
I was coming considered up. Special, but not in that way.
All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.